Amen. Amen. It's good to be with you guys this morning. I feel like we've been away for a while. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your grace and your favor and your mercy. We thank you for your hand of blessing upon this house and upon the individuals in it. God, we just ask that you be with us today and help us to give and receive that which you'd have. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, you know, over time you change the way you do things and you walk instead of running anymore. I've had the pleasure this weekend of having my three granddaughters by myself. So it's been good. It's been good. We've had a great, great time. And I want to share a story with you as we get through the end of this word a little bit. Something that happened yesterday that just struck my heart. So, but we, you know, if I don't know if I had to title something this little sharing that we're going to do this morning, I think maybe the struggle is not how your story ends, right? Because we all have struggles, and you know, that's not how our story ends, right? It'll get better. We'll get through it. We can look back and say all the times that we have gotten through it, and God will bring you through. Praise the Lord. But I want to share a story here with you before we get going. It's a story of a man who was on life support, right? I heard it the other day. It's about this man who's on life support. And he had had a stroke, and he was in the hospital. He's on life support. And there was not a lot of hope because there wasn't any brain activity. And it was looking pretty dismal. And doctors told the family, said, you know, you need to get things in order. And, they said it's up to you when or how. And maybe Billy knows more about this than I do for sure. But they said, we're going to take him off life support. You know, you should take him off life support. So the family, that's a big decision to make, right? But they made the decision to take him off life support. They took him off life support. He kept breathing. And they said, well, that happens sometimes for a period of time. And so the family went home to get funeral arrangements in place, and they were going to donate organs, and they wanted to make sure all that was ready to go and all that type of thing. And they got home, and they got a frantic call from one of the nurses at the hospital. And she said, you need to get back here because he's awake, and he's asking for something to eat because he's hungry. And so the whole point of that story is this, is it ain't over till it's over. It ain't over till God says it's over. It ain't over till it's that time, right? And that's not to say that we don't eventually go home to be with the Lord. But sometimes it's not your time. Sometimes it ain't over till it's over. I used to have a cartoon, and I was going to try and get it back here for these folks to throw up, see if Lisa could get it, but I didn't get it there in time. But it was a cartoon that I had when I was an engineer years ago, and it had this big stork, like this big bird, and this stork had a frog in its mouth, and the frog had his hands around the stork's throat, right, like this, and the caption was, it ain't over till it's over, right? You might be in the stork's mouth. It might look bad. It might be a bad time. Might be a bad time, but grab a hold of that stork's throat and squeeze, right? Because it ain't over till it's over. So I just wanted to share that story with you because, you know, I'm going to share today, you know, I want to try and encourage you, right? I just want to encourage you today because that's what I've been trying to do to myself lately, trying to do in our household. It's just be an encouragement, man. Just be an encouragement. And I want to encourage you today. Because I know that we all go through struggles, right? And I'm not saying we're all desperate and we're all, in dire straits, but we go through struggles. And sometimes we get a little weak in our faith, but we need to remember, right? So what do we struggle with? We struggle with our health. We struggle with finances. We struggle with children, families, right? We struggle with work. We struggle with all kinds of things. But it ain't over till it's over. God's in the midst of this, and he can bring you out. So I just want you to understand that. And just remember this as we go through here, that the struggle is not how your story ends, right? Because when you're in the struggle, man, it's rough. We watched this little girl over the last few weeks, Abby, out of North Carolina. Watched that little girl that was in that accident down the road a month or so ago. They were in terrible accidents, but God steps in, right? God steps in. And we say, well, you know what, Jim? He didn't help me on this thing. Well, I don't know how to explain that. I can't explain it. Ask him one day about those things, because we do see those things. But I can tell you, God can step in and make a difference. And we need to believe that. We need to be encouraged by that. Isaiah 49, 14. Can you stick that up there, please, Lisa? But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten. I used to read it out of there. I can't have see it now. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Now see this next verse. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Can you throw up the other version then, Lisa? This is the Amplified version. But Zion, Jerusalem, her people has seen in captivity, said, the Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me. And the Lord answered, can a woman forget her nursing child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yes, they may forget, yet I will not forget you. Behold, I have indelibly imprinted, tattooed a picture of you on the palm of each of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. He's tattooed you on his hands. I think that'd be a good tattoo, right? He's tattooed you on his hands. He can't forget you. He won't forget you. He'll never forget you. If you're in a position right now in your life where you're in some sort of despair, or you're suffering with an illness, or you're struggling with a child, or you're struggling with a job, or you're struggling with this or that, know this, that he will not forget you. He will not forget you. He's got you tattooed in the palm of his hand. One of the versions says he's put a picture of you, a portrait of you, on the palm of his hand. That's good news for me. That's good news. That's good news. You know, we think of the story of the Moses and the children of Israel. You know, we look at Daniel in the lion's den, Joseph in the pit, right? We can go through all those scriptures, the three Hebrew children, right? We can look at all those scriptures about how God has delivered people out of that thing. And then we can look at ourselves, right? You know, when I was 8 years old, I was hit by a car on my bicycle, thrown through the air. I was thrown through the air. My dad come down and got me, heard about the accident, came running down, picked me up, carried me home. I was fine. But I was hit by a car. Now, here's the deal. It caught the back of my bicycle and threw me through the air. But I was good. That's God looking out for you, right? That's God looking out. I had a habit when I was in high school. I'd like to think that I'm a fairly good driver now. I wasn't then. And I tended to race cars, and I tended to do things in a car that you shouldn't. And I had a lot of car accidents. Numerous car accidents. By the time I was 21, numerous. We'll just say it like that, numerous. I numbered them last night. I was going back through my head. Nah, we aren't going to say that. But numerous. But God had his hand on me. He had a purpose. God has his hand on you today. Be encouraged. It doesn't matter how much the struggle is today. Your story doesn't end here in this struggle. He'll bring you out. He's already made provision ahead. We heard Lisa talk about Naaman and his leprosy. We've heard about the woman and the issue of blood, right? All these various types and shadows of things that reflect on us today. All these incidents throughout the Bible where God stepped in. Where God stepped in. And he said it wasn't over. When Lazarus was in the tomb, we just sang a song, right? When Lazarus was in the tomb, his sister said, Lord, he's done been in there 4 days. He stinks by now. They didn't embalm him back then. They put some stuff on him, and that didn't last long, right? And Jesus went to the tomb. He said, come out of there. And he came out. Why? Because it wasn't over yet. It wasn't over yet. I think that'd make a great movie, wouldn't it? What happened to Lazarus after that? Did he eventually die? I don't know. Let me make a movie about that or something. Maybe he's still out there. I don't know. I mean, it says pointed unto man wants to die, right? So, I mean, what? Don't know. Don't know. So I want you to understand that. I want you to know that you are printed in the palm of his hand today. That he has you right here, that he can see you always. Recognize God's goodness. He chose you before you chose him. He chose you before you chose him. And I say that because, you know, when I was 8 years old, when I was 16 years old or 17 years old, God had already put his hand on me. I'd been raised in and out of church. My grandmother was a strong believer. And I lived with her during my teen years, and I'd go and I wouldn't go, and I'd go and I wouldn't go. But there was times when God would touch my heart while I was there, and I could feel that, right? You feel that need to go to the altar. I didn't know why I was going. I just went up and prayed and went back. But God had his hand on us. He had his hand on us before we even chose him. And when I was just shy of my 21st birthday, I accepted Christ as my Savior. And I was in a struggle. I was in a struggle. But that wasn't the end of my story. But when I was in it, I was thinking it was. I was thinking, this is it. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 29:11-12. So God had you in the palm of his hand. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and ye shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. The Amplified says it like this. For I know the thoughts and plans that I have for you, says the Lord, thoughts and plans for welfare and peace, not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. Then will you call upon me, and you will come and pray to me, and I will hear and heed you. He's got plans for us. And he will. If we call upon him, he will hear us and heed us. Now, I'm not Joel Osteen, and I'm not going to stand up here and try to be the biggest and best encourager in the world. But I want to encourage you today. I want to encourage you that God's got you in the palm of his hand, and he's got plans for you. Your struggle that you're in, it's not the end of the story. There's more for you to do. There's more for you to do. There's more for me to do. I'll tell you what, I've struggled some in my adult life. I've made mistakes. I've made errors. I've failed. But God had a plan. God had me in the palm of his hand. I'm going to tell you something this morning. I'm encouraged the fact that he had me right here and the fact that he had plans and still has plans for me. You know, Uncle Bob says, he'll be sitting there talking to me sometimes, and he'll say, Man, you've had a lot of jobs in your life, haven't you? I don't know how to take that sometimes, right? And yeah, I have. Bob says, yeah. And I said, yeah, I have. And I moved from job to job, right? But I'm gonna tell you something. Sometimes it's been because of plant closures, or it's been because I've been let go, or for this or for that, or I've gone on to something else on my own. But every time, let me share this with you. Every time, God has made it better. Every time. I'm not telling you that just to say that. I'm saying every time it's been better. Every time it's been better. And I'm in a job right now where, you know, I've run a big business. But my business is small compared to the overall business. And I make a good salary, better than I've ever made. And I just left a job where I had made better than I'd ever made. And I had just left a job where I made better than I ever made. And when I get to this job, and I'm going to share this with you, and I don't care if it's out on the airwaves. When I get to this job, I you know, you negotiate for your salary and things like that. And you're negotiating. And I said, man, you know, I've got some experience and stuff. I really need to have at least 4 weeks vacation. You know, it's the last thing on the list, right? Because that's the last thing you ask for. And the guy goes, oh, no, we're giving you 6 weeks. And I'm like, come on, man. That's almost like being a school teacher. Where's Beth? I mean, come on. They gave me 6 weeks vacation. Is the stress any less? Actually, it is. Because I've learned to deal with the struggle and put it in his hands, right? I'm in the palm of his hand. I'm right here. He's got a picture of me. Yeah, you have the pictures on your piano or on your counter or on your dresser of people in your family. Right there. Hannah, I'd like you to tattoo that me on your hand there, would you please? Yeah, D-A-D. See? He's got just right there. So the struggle that you're in is not the end of your story. Because he'll bless you and he'll keep you. And yes, Uncle Bob, I have had a lot of jobs. But God's always blessed me every time. Every time. Uncle Bob worked for the post office for 33 years. You don't hear too much of that anymore, unless you run your own business. A lot of people don't stay in the same position anymore. Praise the Lord. So he has plans for you. Recognize his favor in your life. Look at his favor that he's placed upon you, right? Sherry and I pray every morning we pray that God, Hannah says, yeah, I know, because I tend to go long. I go long. I pray long. But we touch on things. But one of the things we touch on every morning is God, grant us favor today. Grant us favor in your sight and favor in the sight of man, right? And you know what? He'll do it. He'll do it. Is your business blessed? Is your job a blessing to you? Has God put you in a position that you're able to retire? Has God put you in a position that you're able to bless your family? Has God given you good health that you're able to help your children and your grandchildren? Has God given you a job that you just love beyond a shadow of a doubt? Has God given you family? Has God protected your family? Has God been with you? Look back over your life, and there are things that aren't happy and there are things that aren't good, but there's a lot of favor in your life today. Look back. Look back. You know, that's what they always talk about in the Bible when you start hearing about these various stories, whether it's the children of Israel or whoever it might be. And they say, well, you remember, right? You remember. You remember. 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 I want to remind you to remember today. Yes, there are struggles. Yes, there are heartaches. Yes, there are sad times. But don't let that be the end of your story. Don't let that be the end of your story. God can take you and move you to where, because why? Because he has you in the palm of his hand. He has a picture of you right there. And he's got plans for you. He's got plans for you. Don't stop. Don't stop. We ministered one time. We said, God's a big God. He's big God. He's bigger than we can imagine. That's how big a God. He's big. He's big. He's big enough that a little girl's in a car accident that there wasn't much hope. She's starting to come out. Is she still got some struggle ahead? Probably, but that's not the end of her story. You got another little girl, didn't know Jesus. She got in a car accident. It was a bad car accident. People prayed. People believed, because why? And she survived, and she's getting better every day. And why? Because God had a plan. God had a picture of her in his hand. That's a big God. She wasn't serving, she wasn't going to church, but God had a plan. I'm just telling you something. You don't have to sit in this pew for God to have a plan for you. We got family that might not be sitting here today, but God's got a plan for them. And someday they'll be in here. But God will set the time. Amen. Glory. I listen to Joel Osteen every day. Why? When I go into work, I'm encouraged. That dude could encourage an acorn off an oak tree to feel good, because he's just an encouragement to me. Some people don't particularly care for his style, but he encourages me. And, you know, it's been a blessing to me over the last year. My wife is an encouragement to me. She could be hard on me. She can be hard on me sometimes, but she is always an encouragement. She has never not stood behind me. She's never not failed to tell me I'm better than what I thought I was. Be an encouragement to those around about you. Lift them up. Tell them that God has a picture of them in the palm of his hand. Tell them that God has a plan for them. Go out today and just remember all the good things, all the favor that he's laid upon you, all the goodness of God that he has showered upon you. Amen. Amen. Don't lose that sense of awe in God's goodness, right? I'm going to share a story. I wanted to get to this story because this blessed me. Those of you who know me, I'm a little bit of a crier. I'm a tear duct just waiting to happen. But so I'm watching my granddaughters this weekend, and I watch my grandchildren periodically by myself. I do. But I was watching my granddaughters this weekend because Sherry's out of town, and Beck and Wes had a trip scheduled, and so it all coincided. And everybody was sort of in a little bit of a panic. Dad, can you watch them for, 48 hours? Got it. I raised mine. They didn't die. Microwave eggs and hot dogs. But so I had the girls. I got them yesterday at the storehouse. They came in and greeted Bob, wrapped around him a little bit, And we walked home, and we went home, and my favorite place to go is either Hunter's Hardware or the grocery store. I love those places. And so I got them a little something to eat, and then we went to the grocery store. And as we're in the grocery store, we bump into Terry, and I have a pretty good grocery cart full of stuff. And Bella says, yeah, Papa can't say no. And Mommy told us that he couldn't say no, and he can't. He can't say no. So we had a pretty good grocery cart of stuff, but we had good stuff. We had fruits and vegetables, and of course we had cookies too, and they're good too, right? And so we go through all that, and we come home, we fix them some lunch, some more food, because that's, I'm just fixing food. We fix some fruits and cut some fruit up for them, and they had that, and they loved that. And so then we were going to take a walk, because I got to keep them busy, because, man, I can't play Barbie dolls all day, and I can't watch some of those shows on TV all day. It's just too much for me. So we went, it is. So we went out in the yard, and we're walking, and here's what I want to share with you, because this is beautiful. Or was to me. We're walking through the yard and leaves start blowing and fluttering down. And Isla, she's just giddy with excitement. And she's jumping and she's reaching for them. And she's trying to catch the leaves. And you know how hard it is to catch a leaf when it's blowing down, right? I mean, you ever done that? Well, I did yesterday. So she's doing that. She's getting excited and she's just grinning and laughing, and pretty soon the girls, they jumped in, and they're trying to get them, and then I'm trying to get them. We're trying to catch these leaves. And what had struck in me was this, that a child was just in awe and just full of joy over a leaf blowing down in the wind, and it became contagious. And then the other children started chasing and grabbing for those leaves. And then the big child started chasing and grabbing for those leaves because it became contagious. And I want you to know something this morning, that if you become an encourager, and if you become encouraged, and if you realize that God has you a picture of you in his hand, and realize that he has a plan for you, and you look at his goodness and you're in awe of his goodness. She was in awe of those leaves falling down. She was in awe of it. She was just giddy. I wish I'd have had, I always have a camera with me, but I didn't. But I wish I'd have had a video of it, because she was in awe, and pretty soon the other girls were in, it was just glorious. And that's what God's goodness should be to us. We should be in awe of it. We should be in awe of his goodness. Man, I'm in awe of him. I'm in awe of him. I've got three beautiful children. Three great in-laws. I've got seven grandchildren. And nobody believes it because, come on. Hey, be quiet back there. But be in awe of God's goodness. Matthew 18. We need a little bit less skepticism and cynicism and a little more of a childlike view on the world. Because I'll tell you, if you stick your head in Fox News or MSNBC or CNN and you're into that all day long, it will wear you out and it will bring you down. I don't mind if you, I mean, go ahead and look at it. If you want, that's up to you. I had to stop. Man, I had to stop. I look at it a couple times a day just to get the headlines. I don't even read the stories anymore. I just pull it up and, okay. Because it'll wear you out. It'll get you down. It'll stop you from knowing where you're at. It'll stop you from knowing there's a plan for you. It will wear you plumb out. I'm not saying you shouldn't have opinions, and I'm not saying you shouldn't get knowledge of what's going on in the world, but man, don't let it become an addiction to you, because it will wear you out. And I'm talking about whatever side of the aisle you're on. I don't care, right? I don't care. I'm in the middle. How's that? I vote for who the best person is, right? And said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And said, I'm telling you once and for all that unless you return to square one and start over like children, you're not even going to get a look at the kingdom, let alone get in. Start over like a child. Get in awe of God's goodness. Chase God's goodness like those children were chasing those leaves yesterday, just with all complete pure joy. If you're in a struggle right now, know this, that struggle's not the end of your story. That struggle's not the end of your story. If you know someone who's in a struggle right now, go home and tell them that's not the end of your story. God's got a plan for you. He's got you right there. He didn't say there was any stipulation for me to be right there. He just got us right there. He didn't say there was any stipulation for him to have a plan for me. He's got a plan, right? He's got a plan. You know, we each love our children. We each love our grandchildren. We each love our nieces, our nephews. We each love each other. And we all do it in a different way, but we still love. We can look at some of the hardest people we could imagine, but there's some love in there for somebody from them. Amen. Amen. Come to him as a child. Come to him with all. Come to him with a joyous view on life. Is it hard? Yeah, some days it is. Some days it is. Some days it is. Some days it's hard. We're going through a budget season at my company right now. And last year I was spoiled. It took 3 weeks and we were done. This year we've been doing it 3 months. I'm about wore out with it. But I haven't lost my joy. I haven't lost the knowing that he's got a plan for me. And that plan, whatever that plan is, I'm going to walk into that plan. And I know that he's got a picture of me in the palm of his hand. Man, that's good news. That's good news. I encourage you today to let the joy of the Lord be your strength. Right? Let that joy rise up in you. Let that awe, A-W-E, not A-L-L, awe. Next time you see a leaf falling in the yard, chase it. Just chase it. Think of Isla. She's chasing leaves. So this is our time of the year when we rake piles of leaves. And I don't know if the boys are too big for that anymore or not, but we rake piles of leaves and we jump in them because it's fun. Go do something fun today. Go give God glory for something. Be encouraged. Amen. Be encouraged. If you need uplifted, call me. I'll give you some good news. It's got you right there. It's got you right there. Amen. What a good God we serve. Amen. Praise the Lord.